at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. Kind of rhymes a little bit. So, having a great time. And look who's here in the studio lounge, Mr. Wally Murray from GNCU, President and CEO. Wally, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, good. Well, welcome, welcome. And Shazia, you've been in the studio lounge for many, many times, so welcome back.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
From Advantage Analytics. And so before we dive into the topic, how's the show going? How's the conference going for you guys?
Conference going very well.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's always a great time. Get a lot done here.
Oh, yeah.
Have some wonderful speakers and wonderful exhibitors.
Indeed. So, indeed. Yeah. Anything you guys are looking forward to? Any particular sessions or speakers you're looking forward to?
I think for me, definitely looking at the inclusivity, what we are really looking around consumer centricity, mm-hmm. how do we understand the untapped need of that next generation member and some of those real conversation and innovative, creative way to be relevant but also be impactful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that because there's some great sessions as well as speakers on that as well.
Yeah, this conference has a lot of that for sure, for sure. All right, let's get into the question, shall we?
Sure.
All right. Now, Wally, let's start with you. I understand that credit unions is something of a data transformation journey. We're all on that, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a little history on that. When did your credit union determine data was going to become a critical piece of your growth strategy? Because you can't swing a cat these days without somebody talking about data.
That's absolutely right.
Here we go.
Yeah, Greater Nevada Credit Union, we're based in Carson City, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
We serve the state of Nevada. And for us, data has a strong connection to member relationships.
No doubt.
And so our journey there started a couple years ago. We started getting more and more interested, as the industry was,
mm-hmm.
in this whole way to better connect data with understanding our members better, understanding our markets better.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of kicked off our journey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And so if data transformation was easy, which I don't know if everyone would be doing it, right?
Right.
So what have been some of the biggest challenges you guys have faced, and how have you guys overcome them? And I'll let you comment as well, Shazia,
sure.
After that.
Yeah, well, for us, we recognized early on that we weren't a data-driven shop by
mm-hmm.
nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like many credit unions, we tended to emerge from our roots, which was more of a one-to-one, member-centric learning experience with our members. So for us, finding a way to connect that experience culturally with this data journey
mm-hmm.
that we're on was very, very important.
Okay.
Because we recognized if we just went out and bought tools and
right.
just tried to implement them, our likelihood for success wasn't going to be very high
mm-hmm.
if it moved us away from our roots. So finding resources and partners that could help us merge the two
mm-hmm.
was vitally important.
That's
for
the
us.
First time I've heard that take on this
yeah.
on this topic.
Yeah.
Matching, having the data match your culture.
Uh-huh.
That's a first for me. How about, I mean, Shazia, what I want to get your take on that as well.
Yeah, so obviously financial institution credit unions have a lot of data. This is one of, whether from regulatory, from accounting, a lot of intelligence, and they use it.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of historically, to Wally's point, most credit unions have been doing very well with transactional intelligence,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the opportunity for the data journey or analytics or digital comes with flipping that to next step, which is member intelligence,
mm-hmm.
right? And to do that, you have to be able to have a good foundation to know who your members are,
mm-hmm.
their psychographic, their interaction,
mm-hmm.
their consumption of which channels they want to interact. And that's where the conversation moves from just knowing what you have,
mm-hmm.
what product services, transactional intelligence
right.
to member intelligence, so you can provide the right experience,
mm-hmm.
the right solution in the right way that appeals to different segments
right,
of the member.
Right.
Would you agree?
Absolutely, I would absolutely agree. You know, for us, case in point, we hear these stories over and over again about how the large percentage of Americans that can't save for an emergency.
Oh yeah.
And so we're very sensitive to that as
mm-hmm.
well. So we've developed a solution. We have a product that we think is a good product
mm-hmm.
in our shop. But I can't tell my board or I can't tell my staff what percentage of our membership is in that situation. I'm not able to study yet the behaviors of our members in their lives to find out who are the best matches for that product, mm-hmm. who I can go to with that product and the financial tools that, that accompany it, and be more, most effective in mm-hmm. that niche. So right now I have a product to offer, I have other solutions to offer, mm-hmm. and I'm just opening my doors and saying, come find us.
Right.
Well, we can do better than that from
right.
a relationship
perspective. So the data obviously helps you out in this
very, very much
endeavor.
So.
Okay.
Very much.
Gotcha, gotcha. So, so Shazia, question for you. You talk about the strategy piece a lot here. So what are some components to data strategy specifically that can help credit unions move along this journey on pace with their goals, which these goals seem to be changing all the time too. So
absolutely. So piggyback on Wally's point, I think number one is pace and prioritization. If you have a good strategy, you will know exactly, not get into dampened by temptation of pursuing or wrong things in the wrong sequential order, mm-hmm. or just outpace it, like you get overwhelmed or fatigued, mm-hmm. right? Because I can tell you, data-driven decisions and intelligence, once you start doing it, the opportunity is boundless, right?
Right,
it's
right.
only limited by your creativity and desire to
exactly
use.
Right.
But what the flip side of that, it's it can be carried away too. You can't be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So good strategy kind of anchors you to two things, budget mm-hmm. and roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
And calendaring is that essentially the roadmap. So
gotcha.
You know what are the big rocks I want to embark my organization mm-hmm. on based mm-hmm. on people, process, system, mm-hmm. my current state capability, that will give me quick wins,
mm-hmm.
right? So this way you see the win, you
yeah.
get excited.
Gives you then, momentum.
Yeah, and yeah. then you keep on moving. So mm-hmm. the budget, the calendaring, and then having really 30, 60, 90 day activation plan, mm-hmm. so you stay kind of focused on that roadmap and budget. At Advantage, I always refer to this approach to land and expand, right? And I like it because regardless where credit union might be on their journey,
yeah.
some may just getting started,
yeah.
some may be far along, some may be advanced. It's never really an end destination.
Oh,
it's
no,
a
no.
journey,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you can always pick up from where you are, land with a good capability, see the results, and then take on the next use case and try it and build that cultural muscle
mm-hmm.
to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to add?
Exactly right. And that's what was so appealing for us with this partnership and Advantage was because establishing that track record of wins is ultimately what will help incorporate this into our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why this was such an interesting partnership for us.
Well, I want to start at the beginning though.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we have limited time, but I'm intrigued of how credit unions get into this because it seems like you said, it can be intimidating because there's so much data out there. What do you look at? What do you prioritize? So what were you guys looking at that kind of convinced you, okay, we've got to dive in, we've got to do this, but how do we take that first step?
Yeah.
What
as,
was the situation like?
You know, again, so our credit union, we're passionate about finding more ways to help more people
right.
be greater. That's what we do. And so we realize that's all about relationships. So we're always on the lookout for things that will help us deepen relationship. And early on, we made that connection between this mountain of data that we have about people and the relationship,
mm-hmm.
our ability to build that relationship. So that was kind of the impetus for us to dive into
okay.
an area that, yeah, we're not experts in by any stretch of the imagination. And so as we tend to do, we said we're not going to try to build it ourselves. We're going to go out to the market and find the right fit partners
right on.
For us.
Okay, good deal. And that's when you were explaining kind of the calendaring and doing the step-by-step, that makes it more approachable, I think, for a credit union, especially somebody brand new to it. It makes it very digestible.
Bites of the elephant.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and I would add, like, just looking back at Credit Nevada's journey with us, you know, obviously they had that mindset that they wanted to get in. They went out and looked at it in the marketplace. Okay, here are the type of things we want to solve for. So they had a good idea around
okay.
their internal people,
okay.
process, capability, what are the use cases. And throughout our conversation and as part of our partnership, we had several months of those discussion dialogue to make sure before we even proposed a solution, making sure it is the right solution
right.
based on where they
mm-hmm.
are. So they have the return on investment,
mm-hmm.
but also quick wins, or else it's just a technology.
Right.
And you're going to look back 4 years there, okay, so what, I have it. What is it doing?
Mm-hmm.
So clearing that, setting those success matrix,
mm-hmm.
and then having that really cultural readiness, and then Wally and his team getting ready and committing the next 6 months to really make this a priority to do this successful,
mm-hmm.
all of those part of that, right?
That consultative approach was critically important
I could imagine,
for us.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we were As we looked in the marketplace, we were happy to find Advantage Analytics, and you know, understanding that their parent company is CUNA Mutual, they have a long track record of using data very, very effectively.
And
having it incorporated into their culture. Well, finding out again for us from a cultural perspective how to get there was in, you know, beyond the tool was a very, 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 very key element of this whole.
Yeah, I've heard the saying that credit unions have more data on their members than Amazon has on their customers. Mm-hmm. So you guys, again, you literally have a mountain of information.
We certainly do.
So when it comes to selecting a firm to help you with this type of stuff here, with the analytics and solutions, so what should credit unions be looking for? What's some advice that you would give them?
It's more than a tool, I would say. There are plenty of wonderful tools out there. But if you don't have this discipline internally, you need to find somebody that will help you develop that as well and pay special attention to that. We were pretty adamant about that through our journey.
When
Shazia came into the mix with Advantage Analytics, that was a key part of it because they've done a great job not only of developing the tool, but also building that, like I said, consultative approach.
No doubt. They go hand in hand for sure.
Absolutely. And I think it's pretty easy, though, sometimes when you're in that technology space, to just focus on the tools.
Completely.
And forget about that consultation.
Yeah, I think they both complement each other so much. All right, Shazia, I noticed last week that Advantage Analytics just made an announcement that many credit unions are bound to be excited about. So tell us about this announcement. What's going on?
Yeah, of course, we announced the partnership with Greater Nevada and our version 2.0 cloud native analytics platform, which is the platform Greater Nevada would be our flagship client.
Oh, well, congratulations, Wally.
Thank you. Maya.
So we announced 2020 GAC, the launch of our version 2.0. What essentially, you know, you'll have a single entry point into all of the analytics services we have to offer in a seamless, frictionless, secure way. Mm-hmm. And once you come in, then obviously based on, we have persona-centric, dynamic, business intelligent type of suites, which makes number crunching easier. You just essentially know what is happening and what you need to be doing, BI suites. Then we have predictive models, library of them, and then obviously a centralized repository, cloud native. We build our platform on Microsoft architecture, which allows, unifies data from different source systems, curates, and really brings it to life. Mm-hmm. So it's meaningful, contextual, and you can essentially do something with it, which is currently for most credit union is quite fragmented.
Really? You know? Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
The different source system that credit unions use. So it makes the experience of getting into consuming these capability in a seamless and a intuitive way.
Got it. That's exciting. Yeah. That's great news. All right. And so now talk about what some of these data solutions might be and how credit unions would likely use them to advance their data transformation journey.
Yeah, so think about it. The BI Dynamic Intelligence Suite is actually exclusively available through Advantage. It was developed, which we launched part of our solution, one of the CMG Ventures fintech companies. Mm-hmm. So we are enabling that. It's geared towards finance as well as lending collection. You can essentially look at your dynamic way daily near real time, what's happening to a particular promotion, reconciling your general ledger accounts. You can see the different ratio analysis, easy, simple, real time. And then obviously data warehouses as a service allows for all of these dispersed data to come together, contextual, and you can drive decisions in real time. And then library of predictive model, which we are using modern cloud-based algorithmic statistical discipline to build models to predict either indirect loans, indirect members who are likely to become a member or member attrition. So we have library of models, we have dynamic business intelligence suites and enterprise warehouses as a service through the platform.
Now Wally, as Shazia is talking, are you like salivating at all of this stuff? I mean, the predictive and the real time, are you kidding me?
I am. I am very, very much salivating. And you know, and again, even as a billion-dollar plus credit union, that is nothing we could build internally.
Right.
And so to have that expertise, that level of expertise, and the experience in that space is, and to have access to that is very, very exciting.
Well, and it's also empowering to you guys as well, because it frees you up to do what you guys do best, which is serve the members, and you guys do what you do best, which is provide the data analytics, all the tools and services and all that type of stuff.
Exactly. I mean, all of the back end, I call it technology as a means to an end. It's going to change. It's going to continue to evolve, and we'll build those, bring those in. Ultimately, what Credit Union's Wally and his team needs to be able to make decisions with the information readily and easily. So if we can make the number crunching, the data storage, all of those busy work, I call it like more plumbing, then he can really enjoy the hot water, right?
As opposed to worried about the heater, Shazia. Right?
It allows us to be smarter about our members and do better for them in the end. So that's the
ultimate goal here. So for both of you, you know, where can credit unions go who want to take these next steps in data transformation and on this journey to learn more? What's next here?
I would say, first of all, you know, for Advantage Analytics, come down to the website. There's wealth of information. There's videos. You can see what these solutions are, how it works. There's a lot of thought leadership white paper. We actually encourage people not to lead with technology or solutions. Start with the strategy.
Right.
Talk to folks like Wally and other of our clients and learn from what worked well for them, what didn't work. And I think industry is very willing to share.
Absolutely. We're happy to open our doors to other credit unions as we go down this journey, you know, and they can watch and learn and maybe contribute to our success as well. That's what we do. That's one of the things I enjoy about this industry is the level of collaboration.
No doubt. And you're right here in the heart of it at this conference to collaborate.
That's why I come.
To your heart's content, indeed. And I like really how you, again, going back to the top of our discussion about how you kind of match the culture and how the data kind of helps you match the culture.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard that take before, and I find that
it's
very intriguing.
It's a very, very important part. I mean, for us, culture is everything, you know, because ultimately we serve members on a one-to-one basis, and that's very personal.
Yeah, I agree.
Very personal. And so we work very hard to not only respect that culture, but to enhance that culture wherever we can, and we think we can do that with this solution.
Indeed. All right, guys.
Culture does eat strategy for lunch, so obviously lead with that and then have the strategy and the execution. Another point for more information, stop by CUNA Mutual booth. I believe it's 341.
Okay, so well, you can't miss it in there.
If you want to see a solution, want to talk to folks, they're there.
All right, good stuff. Shazia, always a pleasure. Absolutely. Always an education for sure. Wally, congratulations
Mike,
on all the good things that are happening.